in the lines that I believe that he expected God to take care of him. And what happened? He showed up. An angel showed up and shut the mouths of the lions. And the Bible tells us in Hebrews 11 that because of their faith, that was done. So, plan to see God's goodness, part three. If you're not believing, go ahead and shift gears and get in faith. Get in a place of expectation. How many knows that faith has been given to every believer? And if you're not a believer, you don't have the faith of God right now. Because the Bible says every man has given the measure of faith by the Holy Spirit. And then we build that faith through the Word, according to Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And I can bear that out, bear witness to that over the last 29 years. You know, of meditating God's Word, of getting in God's Word, spending time with God's Word, and talking to God about His Word. And then I came to this realization, that God's Word is all the evidence that the body of Christ needs to know that they have victory no matter what your situation. God's Word, I'm going to say that again, God's Word is all the evidence. Our body can be telling us one thing. Our finances can be screaming another. People can be saying another. But the Word of God don't change. The Bible says heaven and earth will pass away, but my Word will never pass away, Jesus said. So the Bible is a supernatural book. It's not a Reader's Digest or the Daily News or New York Times or CNN or none of them. But the Word of God is God-breathed. It is backed by the Spirit of God. It was written by holy men of God under the unction of the Holy Spirit. And when we read it today out of a right heart serving God, the Holy Spirit brings revelation, and that Word makes it alive to us. Then it can be, it's not just a written word, it's rhema word. It becomes rhema, alive, real. And that is what revelation really is, revealed knowledge. Because Jesus asked Peter, he said, who do men say that I am? And he said, some say you're this or this or this. He said, but who do you say I am, Peter? He said, thou art Christ, the Son of a living God. And Jesus responded back to him, and he says, flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you, but my Father which is in heaven. And upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. He was talking about revelation come to Peter that he was Christ. Well, when revelation comes to you about your healing, the gates of hell can't prevail. And faith comes through the Word of God. The Word of God is all the evidence that I need to know that I'm going to heaven. The Bible says to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. That's all evidence I need. I'm not going to stand in judgment. I'm not going to have the wrath of God come on my life. But the lost are. They're going to suffer the wrath. The Bible says that we have been saved from the wrath to come by His life, by that sacrifice that Monty was talking about. Jesus shed His blood. We apply the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, through accepting Him, through getting born again, just like Monty, you know, talking about, you know, I mean, he thought he was saved till 2014. You know, and got under the God led him here. He didn't even know God led him here. He don't know at that time. He don't even know really how to be led. But God, somebody in this church invited him. And I mean, they was looking for something. God was drawing them. They probably didn't even know it. They just wanted something different, life. We need to go to church, whatever. That's the moving of the Holy Spirit. That's the goodness of God moving on man so that he can reveal his goodness. Now the man comes down here, realizes he ain't born again, and gets down and surrenders his heart to Jesus in 2014. Now he's going into all the world preaching the gospel. I mean, he never dreamed he'd be all over yonder in India this morning. India, Germany, Iran. We ain't a little church. We're the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Number don't determine how big a church is, but what determines the success of a church is how big is God in it. How big is God involved in my life? How big? That's what's going to determine success. Finances don't determine whether we're successful or not. No, how much God are we letting be in our finances? That is what causes us to be successful. And we do see the goodness of God. I mean, what are we going to do when we, this is the way I see us, man. I mean, when it happens and we raptured out of here, we're going to be like the Jetsons, you know, on their little spaceship somewhat. And I mean, when we hit the threshold of heaven, we're going to slide down those streets of gold. You know, I mean, we got to already be used to being rich. And we're going to be like, oh God, I'm not worthy. Oh, pick me up, God, I'm on bricks of gold. No, man, we're going to feel right at home. We're going to slide in there and say, glory to God. Oh, you Jesus, you said that it be done on earth as it is in heaven, Lord. We believed you down there, and we didn't lack nothing when we left there, but God, our bodies was healed. We had drove out sickness and disease through 1 Peter 2:24, that sacrifice of Isaiah over there, where by Jesus' stripes ye were healed. The chastisement of our peace was on, and you took all that lack of peace, that we walked in peace. See, dread is fear. The presence of fear is a lack of faith. You don't have no faith. The presence of fear equals the absence of faith. Because fear has torment. You know, faith has excitement. Faith says, I might be going through hell in the hallway, but I see light at the other end because God said that he would supply all of my needs according to his riches. And some, the Bible says in the book of Acts, some were healed as they went. I told we was going down the road the other day, me and Travis, and was talking about the Lord and some things, and his, you know, things that tax your body and everything. And I told him, the word is working in us. The word, that's what Paul said, right? I got it out of the Bible. The Bible, Paul said, the word is working mightily in thee. So I go about saying, thank you, Lord, your word. 1 Peter's eating my body. 1 Peter 2:24, by Jesus' stripes I'm healed. Well, do you believe in going to the doctor? Yeah, God will anoint a doctor. I'm not anti-doctor at all, but God, just go to the doctor and believe God. The doctor's going to find it out, right? And then everything that has a name has to bow at the name of Jesus. Ain't that what your Bible says? Well, if it's sickness, don't it have to bow? It has to bow. Because Jesus done went and conquered death, hell, and the grave, and redeemed us from the curse of the law of sin and death. We just got it taught to us in Sunday school, Galatians 3:13. I was redeemed from poverty. You've been redeemed from poverty. Now, you can be raised in poverty, have a poverty mentality, and never come out of that poverty spirit, or you can break that by the blood of Jesus by renewing your mind to the Word of God that you are an heir and a joint heir with Jesus, and you can expect God's goodness. I have run across Christians for years, and they will say, well, what if God don't do it? You'll never get it. I've had them to tell me, well, God, a guy come up in a wheelchair. He's a preacher. And he come up in a wheelchair, and he said, after the service, I preached on the power of God, and, you know, fires people up when they get under that anointing. Jesus is the anointed one. He manifests himself to us. It's not necessarily, I don't even know what I'm doing. All I know is I got to show up. You know, my job's at 11 o'clock, Lord. And look, God, and I just walk around out there, oh, thank you, Lord. I yield myself to you, God. God, I just yield this service to you, God. Let your Holy Spirit and your angels manifest themselves to us, God. God, you know I'm helpless without you. See, I know my need for him. I'm only a vessel. And he put a gift on you. You're only a vessel. You're gifted for something. You're anointed for something. And Satan's going to attack your life that you don't walk in that anointing. Praise God, it might not be a pastor, might not be a teacher, might not be an evangelist, might not be a prophet, but you're anointed for something. You're called for a purpose. You have a purpose in God. I don't know what that purpose is, but I know as well as me walking and not really knowing what the journey holds for me, but I can look back 30 years and say, God had it all figured out. Oh! And gives me confidence to know that if anybody will take God at his word and walk with God, whether you don't lean to your own understanding according to Proverbs 3, but in all of our ways, try to acknowledge God, acknowledge him, and he'll start to direct our path. Hallelujah. I don't remember what year it was. It's when that hailstorm hit my house. And me and Teresa at that time, we'd got our house. We believed for 10 years, and God supernaturally did it. Look, when you're believing God, you can tell everybody else how God did it, and it might not be amazing to them because they are not the ones in the process of believing. You know, but when it happens for you, you know that God moved. I mean, you sitting there and you know God worked this out for you, and everybody else might not, they might be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. But you're like, oh, yeah, he's rich. God is good. Well, that's because you was expecting God's goodness. And God showed up. Well, anyways, me and Teresa, we'd got our house, you know, and we praising God for quite a few years in it. We believing for new windows and upgrade it, you know, and then stuff to the house and all of that stuff. And praise God, and didn't have money and just believe in God. Just believe in God somehow, God, and bring us an offering to the church, you know, sow a seed for our need. We believe if you got a need, sow a seed. Me and her believe it. And so, therefore, we do it, and that need usually met. Well, anyways, the hailstorm come. Well, we're believing for a metal roof, and hey, we're just believing for, we'd been wanting a little pump house out there, you know, over a well that was already there, just wanted a little pump house, you know, just for looks, you know. And all of a sudden, the hailstorm comes. Right in the middle. See, when things happen in your life as a Christian or an unchristian, it's never convenient. Have you ever noticed that? God, not now. That's my first response. Why now? Why no God, why now? I've been saying that for 30 years. Every time so, why now? Something else. Why now? God, this is not a good time. And God's like, I already know that. There's nothing ever a good time for trouble. But you ain't got no trouble. All you have to do is have faith in God. That's the challenge. Keep your faith in God in your challenge. Because those challenges take you higher. Those challenges take you up higher in God spiritually, and they take you up stronger physically, because the stronger you are physically, spiritually, the stronger you're going to be physical in your physical realm. My spiritual realm, my spirit well-being is affecting my natural man, how I feel. If I'm up spiritually, I mean, you know, spending time with the Lord, talking to the Lord, you know, meditating the word and all that stuff, praise God, I feel better physically. It affects your physical body. Anyhow, we're there, you know, and all of a sudden, it starts hailing. And I look out, and it's busting windshields. I'm like, oh, Jesus. I thought, well, I got that coverage, and I got full coverage on my, we're sitting out there, and it's busting windshields out, beating my hood in, you know. Then all of a sudden, I'm standing there on the back porch, and I feel like hell's been released at my house. That's what I felt like, man. And then I thought, man, it's tearing my roof off. I mean, it's hard. Big, big hell, you know. I go in, the living room's leaking, and I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, it's beating my dreams in. It's taking my dream down. And the Lord said, what did you preach Sunday? Oh, steady in the storm. He said, what's wrong? Well, that was for y'all, man. Come on. I didn't expect it to hit my house like that, you know. And so immediately I stopped. See, the Holy Spirit will show up in your life when you're already spending time and acknowledging God and all of that stuff, you know, and then something hits, you know, that is not in your favor. It might shake you for a minute or two, or you know, but the Holy Spirit will be there, and he'll be like, what'd you preach? What'd you hear at church? Or he'll bring up something that you've read, or he'll cause you to remember something of the kingdom to stabilize you. Then I said, yes, Lord, steady in the storm. Well, that meant now that I'm going to have to quit looking at the hailstorm. Let it leak, black God. I'm going to get a new house. Why? He said in Romans 8 over there, for we know that he works all things. See, God's word is all the evidence me and you need to have to know that victory is ours. If God's word says victory is yours, well, bless God, put it in your pocket and just keep it. I just believe I receive it. Praise God. That's mine, Lord. That's your love letter to me, God. That's your promise, God. And God, I'm going to stand on this. I stood on that scripture where Jesus said, no man has left father and mother, land, brothers, sisters, for my sake in the gospel. You know what, Johnny? What I don't mention when I preach here, I didn't feel worthy of that scripture. Because I have failed at times as a pastor. I have failed at times as a husband. So I couldn't really just lay hold of the whole scripture. You know what I'm saying? Because you feel like, well, I've not sacrificed everything. The blood, that's where the grace and the mercy of God comes in, and that promise is fully yours. Fully yours, even though you're under construction. Fully yours. Jesus paid for it. He sealed it. He sealed it in his own blood. He nailed it to the cross. He put all of your lack and all of your shortcomings and all of that on the cross and said, now you are perfected in me. You are now the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Not when you quit drinking, smoking, dipping. Don't do none of that stuff. I'm not promoting that, but I'm just saying, based in to weigh it out right, praise the Lord, you are the righteousness of God in Jesus. You was made that way. You didn't earn it. You could have quit everything and still wouldn't measure up to that righteousness. I mean, you could be so perfect that your tongue just spits out nothing but facts. I mean, it's never, but you still can't have the righteousness. The righteousness is by faith in Christ Jesus. No matter where you are in life or how good you've been or bad you've been, it levels the playing field for the world, everybody in the world, even Hamas. I'm asking God, save them, God. Because when they blow themselves up, they go to hell and they think they're going to paradise. God, when they come down here and they kill people down here that is lost without you, God, they send them to hell. And they're going to stand in judgment for that. God, save Hamas. Save them, Lord. Oh, let your holy... Listen, if we get up, the whole Hamas got saved, the war would be over. They'd go over and start building Israel up. I'm believing for the goodness of God in the Middle East. I'm believing that God, according to God's word, they can't be defeated. Israel, go ahead, try it. The Bible says they can't. That's their land. That's anointing on some man over there this evening. I'm believing that those that have rejected Jesus, they're waiting on Jesus. He done come and died, buried, resurrected. Man, y'all got to believe on him over there. The church over here, the Lord Jesus, we're believing to see God's goodness, salvation come to the nation of Israel. Not everybody believes like we do on the Lord Jesus. And I like how we believe here. We're not Baptist and Methodist minded. We're not Catholic minded. We're not Church of Christ minded. We're not Faith Way Christian Center minded. We are God centered. God, we are the children of God. Therefore, anybody that's born again, they are our brother and sister in the Lord. There might be some differences in agreement in doctrine, but one thing is sure, praise God. I've had people to tell me, you know, we want to come to church there, but what are you? Are you Baptist? And I told one, I wasn't trying to lie, because I'm a converted Baptist. You know, I said, well, what are you? And she said, no, we're Baptist. I said, that's what we are.
Y'all are Baptist?
I said, we are. Well, it's not on your sign. I said, that sign's just a sign. God told me what to put on that sign. You know, I said, we got some Catholics in there. Whatever they do, you know. We got some Methodists in there. We got some Baptists in there. I said, we got some converted Baptists. She said, what's that? I said, I went from believing nothing to believing something. I believed to get saved is about far as I went. I said, but then I began to believe other things that the Bible's saying. I said, bottom line is you would fit in. Because I wasn't born in a church. I was born again in my living room fixing to commit suicide. And I had a revelation when I'm called to preach, I'm not called to one denomination, praise God. I'm called to all. I evangelized for 7 years, praise God. And I believe things that I know they didn't believe, and I would ask the Lord, help me, Lord, not to break this to them, Lord. And He would, praise God. Well, see, the blood of Jesus and that life and real faith, you know, does away with division. Mercy and grace and faith does away with division. Differences. Just like He taught us. Well, I told a lady one time, she said, well, we're Baptists. I said, y'all better have faith. I don't care if you are Baptist. I said, you got it? I said, you can call us a faith bunch, a faith movement if you want to. I said, but I find in that Bible, that Baptist church can't please God without faith. Do y'all have the King James over there or what y'all got? Y'all got the Baptist version or what you got? It's a King James. I've never read that. I said, it don't matter. It don't change it. If you don't believe it, it don't change it. I said, people believe they ain't hell. I said, but it don't change it. They believe there's not heaven. I said, but it don't change it. They believe prosperity is not for God's people, but it don't change it. I told her, I said, you know what? I said, what does the Bible say that we're saved by? The Bible says we are saved by grace through what? So every denomination better have some faith, right? I mean, we're all over the world, and I don't mean that in an ill will spirit. Well, I can go change our sign and put on there the Methodist life going, pumping food, pumping church of Bluntsville. I can name this anything as far as a name. But what is God, what direction has God got the ministry in? Well, When I come to thinking about what God told me to name the church, Faith Way Christian Center, I thought, man, I've never heard of that before. Never heard of that before. I spent 3 days of fasting to see what God wanted to name this place. I didn't want to put Weston Ministries. I could have put it Scotty Weston Ministry. I could have put it the church at Bluntsville. You know, Blount County, whatever. So I'm thinking, God, why don't you have it named Faithway Christian Center? He said, faith is the way that every Christian has to live. Faith is the way that every Christian has to live. He didn't say no to no. He said every Christian. Christ-like, born again, praise God. I asked a guy one time, I said, you know, I said, I'm Baptist, man. He said, you are? And I said, he said, boy, you don't sound like it. You laying hold of them scriptures and all that like them faith bunch people do. Always going around, I'm blessed going in, blessed going out, blessed. I said, well, are you? Well, not all the time. I said, well, that scripture don't change. I said, look, I don't mean that arrogantly. If it bothers you, man, just I won't say it around you, but I'm going to say it after I leave you because I want to be blessed going in, blessed going. I'm going to get in line with that Bible. Why? That's my evidence. The Bible is your evidence. The Bible says if you will hearken to the voice of the Lord your God to obey all that He commands, whatever He's asking you to do, I mean, He's not going to hold you accountable for something that He's not asking you to do. If He's telling you to go to church, you'll prosper just going to church. If He's telling you to go out there and tote food boxes out there, you can feel the least of the least out there. Oh, stupid toting boxes. I don't feel anointed at 6 o'clock in the morning. And then these people, they're leaving their cars and they're going down there and they're holding up the line. And then Darce might be down there. What are y'all, stupid? The line's moving, man. Y'all get out of here because I got to go back home anyways. I don't know if that's true or not. Kick them out at 7 o'clock. But you know what? They're getting touched by the Lord regardless of how we feel. Why? Because the anointing is on your life. The presence of Jesus is on your life. And you're simply going and being obedient to what you feel like the Lord wants you to do. And whether me and you realize it or not, we are in the supernatural. We're walking in the Spirit, praise God. That's why I stand in there and I really don't want to pray for some of them. I'm like, no, man. Man, can't you shut up, man? I wanted to tell that one guy. Man, can't you shut up for 5 minutes where I can talk and hear? I'm trying to preach. He's the one who led to Jesus. Glad I didn't say it. Yeah. Glad I didn't say it. Just come off of meth. Them meth, they can't help themselves. Give me a toothbrush. I'll paint the walls. I've seen them on that meth. They can't shut up. You know, a lot of them just can't shut up. They're wired up. You know, and I want to say, man, you know what? I'm fixing to help you get some new teeth here. Dude, you're going to talk 7 minutes and taking us longer. Then I'm going to be 9 o'clock and I'm going to have them workers there, you know. I didn't say none of that, Johnny. See, just because you have a bad thought, that's not you. That don't mean you got to let it out. I mean, you don't feel good, you don't have to say, I don't feel good. Say, this is the day the Lord's made, and I will rejoice in it, praise God. You feel weak, you ain't got to go around saying you're weak, although the human nature really wants to express it. But you take what the Word say. What does the Word say? He said, let the weak say that I am strong. See, there's something about, the Bible said, Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. If I believe that I'm defeated, you're going to hear me defeat. If I believe my marriage ain't going to make it, that's what you're going to have. Pray for me, brother. Why? My marriage is not going to make it. Good God, man, I can't even pray through that unbelief. Come on, man, you a believer. Get in here with me. All things are possible to those who believe. Get out of that mindset. Yeah, but you don't know how she's acting right now. Well, you can change it, homie. Your faith can change it. You're the head of the house. You'd be surprised how Satan tricks people like that. I'm sick of this. I'm tired of her. I'm tired of her snarling, curling her eyes and bobbing her head at me. Teresa's always telling me what to do in a question. She puts it like a question for him, but it's really command. I've done learn her, man. I've been with her 38 years. Sometimes I think she's sounding just like the devil to me. She ain't. Oh, Johnny, don't do that. Now we know you got it over there. This word's for you. Praise God. But you know what? Hey, let me tell you something. Our God is faithful. If there's something that I need to be changing, thinking, and believing that gives Satan an advantage on me, you better believe the God that loves me and you will show up and He will bring that to light for us so that we can see that this right here is going just like Monty said, I don't want to do that same cycle. Well, you know, under normal circumstances, you might not even think that. You're just living life and this is the way it is and blah, blah, blah. But something's happened on the inside. Now you got the light in there. Got the anointing in there. Got an unction from the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that we know all things. And we know up here we don't know. But we know that the Holy Spirit knows everything. And we know that He'll bring things to our remembrance. We're smarter than the average Joe. With people that's backslid on God, I mean, that don't mean we're better than, no. But we have an advantage over the over them in the spirit realm that they can have. And we are, Satan's people is not smarter than God's. We just read over there in 1 Peter the other night in this series. I'm amazed that I can do a series. I used to see them do a series, and I'm like, God, I wish I could do that. There's no way I could do that. You know, now, man, I mean, Men Teresa's liable to have 15 sermons out of one scripture. That's the increase of God. I mean, that's just, that's God. That's that unction. That's that anointing. That's that gift. Somebody told me the other day, you know, they's in there. And if any of y'all ever want to come in there in that prayer time, y'all can. We got plenty of help. If we don't, they just man up. They just double up and tow four boxes. We're not going to be good. We're going to follow the Lord, right? They got plenty of time sitting out there smacking. We're in there praying. Y'all got an extra 45 minutes. One guy load all of them. You might be tired, but you'll have the anointing on you and your grace. Praise the Lord. So if any of y'all ever want to come in there and get in on that, praise God, and you feel led to, you can. Hallelujah. You just come right on in there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because God, I mean, you know, when you come in and you get in the presence of the Lord, things begin to break off of people in there. Their hearts will open up. They can come in there. I ain't getting done. I'll walk out there every now and then and say, hey, y'all missing your food up in here. We're eating good this morning. I tell them, boy. We're like, oh, I wish they'd leave me alone. I wish they'd leave me alone. I'm going to drive them to church. Praise God. Because Jesus on the inside of us, he's relentless. I mean, he won't let them go to hell if I can have anything to do with it. It feels good, too. Tell them, went in there one morning. Teresa, she wakes me. She likes to wake me up an hour early. Make sure I get up and go to the bathroom, get up here on time, don't be dragging and all that stuff. Got down here, how you doing this morning, Mr. Weston? I'm walking up through there and I said, why did you have to ask me that? I said, I asked the Lord this morning, remind me of why I'm doing this on a Saturday again, sir, because I really don't care. I would have liked to have slept late, sir. He said, you're doing it for me because I love them. And I looked, I said, you're the reason we're having to put up with this. 5:30 in the morning. I said, but I'm doing fine. I'm serving Jesus. And I'm going to pray for you when you get around there. But you know what I've noticed? I've noticed if you just be real, not ugly, I ain't going to put on no front. I'm pastor right now, and I'm the same way out there in the food giveaway, praise God. I'm me. I don't understand everything, and I do get in bad moods every now and then. I just try not to let it out. I try to have self-control. And I mean, if there's anybody that can bring the worst out in you, it is the one that is closest to you. Telling you right now. But on the other end of that token, the very one that tries to bring out the worst in you is the very one that can polish you up to go higher and stronger in the Lord if you don't let it out. Don't kill them. Praise God. The Lord's making this kind of funny for some reason. But you know, life is real, and God knows life is real. He knows that things are complicated at times. He knows that. That's why he gave us the Bible, because now we know we're straight in our thinking. All things are maybe not lined up around us, but the Bible keeps us God-minded, God-thinking, God-speaking, and then getting God's action on it. Because, you know, the Bible says, as God is, so are we in this world. And what did God do when he looked and seen darkness cover the earth? That's right. He sent the Holy Spirit. And then once the Holy Spirit, we got the Holy Spirit. And once the Holy Spirit hovered over the face of the earth, God said, let there be light, and light was. God began to speak. God began to speak. God began to say. The Bible says in Proverbs 18 over there, Proverbs, I think it is, 14, 18, somewhere over. Anyway, I didn't study it this morning. That's why I can't remember what's out. 18, 19, that's worth it. Death and life is in the power of my words. So I can speak light to the earth, or I can say, oh boy, it's dark down there. It looks bad in my marriage. It looks bad in my body. I mean, I'm going to the doctor tomorrow. The last ones forgot about me. So I went back to my regular doctor, and they said, well, did you call them? I said, no. I said, they forgot me. Should I call them back? I said, find me a good specialist in Birmingham. So they lost my money for their negligence. And they needed my anointing there. That doctor needed some anointing there. If you do anything to my body, anointing going to get off on you. Why? You're anointed. You're anointed. Where you work needs you. You're sitting in there driving Monty. Oh, this is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad. And the anointing's on that business. Bless God on account of Monty and all them believers in there. Praise God. And then, you know, something happens, get you a good fat ticket. I thought this was going to get me yesterday, Bluntsville. I thought, man, they usually don't mess with me. And I know all of them. They call on me to put people up and live down at the church and everything, but don't, man, surely they won't give me a speeding ticket, you know. And then one of them boys said, hey, I think he's just pulling off. And I thought, oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus is real. I don't need no $300 speeding ticket. Any of y'all want one? I'll have you get one Bluntsville down here real quick. Praise God. But you know what? I've got a ticket before. Oh, my world is over, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, I could have used that 3M stupid cops. Ah, blah, 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 blah. So you got to watch that stuff. You got to watch your attitude towards God. And I was talking about the cops. I said you got to watch your attitude towards God. He said it's everything in authority. Authority is of God. That's why I used to, they'd pull me over because I was notorious for having marijuana and stuff. And so they pulled me over down there in Oneonta one time, and they got me out and said, sit down right here. We smell pot, Mr. Weston. I said, I don't smell no pot. I ain't smoked none today. I stoned right then. I said, I ain't smoked no pot today, man. What? Y'all just always got it in for us Westons up here is what you got. My daddy always told me about y'all, trying to catch him running moonshine like that was okay. My dad run moonshine in an ambulance through Oneonta. I said, y'all been picking on us Westons all of my life, man. They tore my truck apart, took my seats out, took my whole seats out, everything, piled them out on the ground and didn't find nothing. And they didn't have them little testers you got now, you know. And so he said, okay, Mr. Weston, we're going to catch you. Like that, and I'm like, where are you going? Well, you're free to go. I said, put my truck back together, man. He took my seats out and all that. So all of this built rebellion against police and authority and all of that. Because I was doing wrong, man. I just didn't have none with me. You know, well, when I got saved coming in here, now this messes with our prosperity if we're not careful, see. You know, having a wrong attitude towards authority. That's why I'm not going to let my heart get bitter toward Hamas people. They're blind. I don't agree with them. I mean, I want to go over there and shoot some of them, you know. If I was on that ship the U.S. pulled up over there in China wants to mess with me, man, I'll let loose on them. I got the whole United States backing me up. God's with us, you know. I told Teresa, I said, good thing I'm not over there, man. I said China wants to go, I go, hey, dude, you don't own me. You might talk to Joe Biden like that, but not me. Praise God, I'm one got the guns over here, praise God. I might get court-martialed and put in jail and killed, but hey, at least you'll know I've been down here. See, that's the way we need to be with the devil. When he tries to get us in aggression towards the authorities and cops and people and hospitals. I used to tell my people, don't gripe. That's a sorry, it's hospital. Why'd you go there? and I needed help. Well, don't call them sorry. Worst hospital in here, why would you go to it? You're very smart, are you? That's what I tell my people, man. I told Mom one time, she said, I don't think it's hospital. I said, well, what are you doing down here, Mom? I said, don't get upset at me now. Just don't ever go here. Just die. If it's the worst hospital on the planet, why are you coming down here? Well, to help me. I said, that don't make no sense. I said, look, Satan's trying to mess with you. My mama lived a long time on faith. Praise God, because I got her heart towards God in these things. Praise God. I told one of my sisters one time, I said, don't talk down on these nurses around me. Well, that's stupid. I said, well, don't talk down on these nurses around me. They got my mama in there. Be praying for that nurse, man. Lift that nurse up. Pray for that nurse. Pray for that doctor that he'll find wisdom and, you know, anointing to find out what she needs to live, praise God. Instead of bringing that stuff in, we've got to watch this stuff. It'll contaminate your faith. So, listen, believe to see God's goodness. Just do it. Just believe. Just set your mind, I'm going to believe to see God's goodness no matter what I feel like, no matter what it looks like, praise God. And I guarantee you God's goodness will show up. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And Lord, we just thank you this morning.